Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello. Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. We are your favorite non-professional advice podcast where every couple of days we take your questions, big, small, otherwise.
Here we go.
And we bring them into our little room of advice.
I thought he was going to go for a sphere again.
We throw the room and we go, hey, can we help you with that? I'm Jax.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Franco.
And
welcome to our room of advice.
Yeah, welcome to our room of advice.
Hey, we're matching today, Jax.
I know. I've got a little Mickey Mouse sweater on.
Mickey. Mine was
I feel left out.
This was a Target shirt, actually.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really cute. But do you want to know a secret?
What?
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh.
I'm only wearing the shirt. The reason is that it's so long, it's like a dress. And I took the dog for a walk before we hit record. And it's pretty hot in Sydney today. And I'm a sweater. It's like a tap. It's like, it's a little bit warm from the head. Under my eyes. Like I'm a sweaty gal. Yeah. So I got home.
Very, very wet.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck right off. I'm not doing this.
I think it's important to note that Jax is the one that's in control of the music. I don't want to get drawn into this at all.
Hey, you said you're not wearing pants.
Well, I just thought, you know, give a bit of context.
I'm glad that you told us at the top and didn't, like, you know,
I was going to tell you at the episode. End. I was going to. I was going to make you feel really uncomfortable and get to the end and be like, hey, guys, this whole time.
I'm not wearing pants.
I haven't been wearing pants.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that you also, like, haven't stood up or anything, you know.
I'm wearing undies. Like, it's not, okay. You wouldn't see anything. Okay. Just not.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah. Nah. God, I'm not an animal, mate. Come on. Have you guys ever been skinny dipping?
I actually have not been skinny dipping.
What? You haven't lived.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? There is nothing more freeing than swimming naked.
I think the thing for Jax, though, is, like, it's too late now. Like, you finish skinny dipping when you're probably, like, 22, 23.
You could go to a nudist beach.
Oh, okay. Nah, too cold for me. I think you do that kind of thing when you're young, like when you're in your early to mid-20s. Mm. And then you don't do it, and then you do it again when you're like in your 50s and 60s.
Oh,
and 70s.
Yeah,
I've got to admit, I haven't done it since mid-20s. 25 was probably the last time I did it.
I'm holding out for when I, you know, my 50s.
Join a nudist colony.
Oh, that could be fun. I actually would consider joining a nudist colony.
Would you?
I think it could
be
fun.
That'd be one of the things that just, like, absolutely wouldn't surprise me to the point where if Jax was currently like the president of the LA nudist colony, that would just make perfect sense.
I just think, like, in another life, I think that I could do things like that. And I think it could be fun.
Why don't you? Go find your local nudist colony and join it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like my life now, that's a lot of baggage to, like, I don't know that you can just join a nudist colony.
Of course you can.
You know.
That's what they're for.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot of baggage.
What is a nudist colony? Is that, do people live there?
Yeah, they live. Like, yeah. Yeah, a colony. So like a little society that's been established. They still live
nude all the time.
By the laws of, well, I guess, no, well, you're not in public. Because it'd be like on, well, it'd be on private property. Like it's not like they become their own country. Like,
so
they
it's a
would
private
live,
property.
Yeah, they'd live
they
on a property.
Like, they send one person out for the groceries and everyone else just stays at home naked.
Does the grocery person wear clothes?
Surely.
I guess they must.
Well, public nudity is, I'm pretty sure, illegal. I don't think you'd get bloody tasered or anything, but you'd probably get taken by police and they'd say, all right, mate, go back home. Oh, yeah.
If they're going to taser me, I don't want them to, like, do it on me little, on me doodle, you know?
On your tallywhacker?
I don't want them to bzzz on there, like, you know, do it on me back or something.
All right,
I think it could be fun to, like, I mean, obviously not, but like, I think it would be fun to, like, experience being in a cult just like once.
Oh my God, he's gonna do this
just to see what it's like.
Why don't you infiltrate one for us? Go undercover.
Oh, what cult should I infiltrate?
Have you guys seen what's it called? It's called the one about Mother God. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Have you seen this?
Is it like Nexium?
Nexium? What?
Yeah, then you know the Nexium thing. There's a whole thing. There's like four documentaries on the TV about it.
I think it's called like, I want to know what it's called. All I've seen on TikTok is clips, and it's this woman who led this cult in the US.
Oh, is it a TikTok thing?
Yeah. But there was a Netflix doco about it, and she was drinking silver and she turned blue. And she was like dying. It's crazy. They were like, I think they were real naturey, like, oh, I only eat this and stuff. But she was like, yeah, drinks. But it was like a silver. It wasn't like literal, like liquid silver. It was some sort of particle that makes silver, and it turned her blue. It's crazy.
I've only just Googled this, so I've got a little bit of information. But this woman's name is Amy Carlson. She was known by her followers as Mother God, which is what you said.
Yeah.
And the movement, the religious movement, was called Love Has Won.
And
her followers believed that she was a god, a 19 billion year old being, and that she could heal people of cancer with the power of love. I don't have many other details here, but just on her Wikipedia, probably it says not. Cause of death, chronic colloidal silver ingestion.
Wow.
But yeah, can you see the picture? Have you seen the picture of her where she's blue? She turned blue.
There are no photos of her blue here, but I don't know if
I want you to join a cult like that, Jax.
Oh, I see.
I want you to worship someone. Like that.
Yeah. I would kind of be interested in doing. I mean, the thing that I'm concerned about and the thing that would stop me is I feel like they can be really hard to leave.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the problem.
As in, like, even though you, like, even obviously they're hard to leave in the sense that, you know, they use mind games to keep you there, but even if you don't want to be there, I feel like it's hard to get out, and that's what I'm concerned about. But I would kind of like to experience being in a cult briefly.
Yeah. I would like to do it for work. Like, if work paid me and were like, we want you to go undercover into a cult, I would 100% do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God, her skin is blue.
She's blue.
Like silvery.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
And then they thought that she'd like, her body was still alive even after she died. They were like measuring some fucking electromagnetic beams off her. And she was like, it's just goodness. So bizarre.
Wow.
What are some other good cults? Like, I want good ones.
I think if they can make a Netflix series about it, then you've pretty much won.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Number one on this list of scariest cults of all time is Nexium. I'm telling you guys, check out the documentaries. It's full on.
But what is it? Can you give us some fucking sort of oversight? Stop saying go
really,
check out the documentaries.
Really complicated, but it was basically, I don't know, it was a cult and all these famous people. I think, was it in LA? I'm not sure if it was in LA. No, it was in New York.
Scientology. Have you seen the Scientology headquarters in LA?
Sure have.
Oh, is it weird?
There's Scientology everywhere here. And it's super like, it's kind of weird. Mm. I mean, obviously it's weird, but like, like there's a, you know, you drive through, like, I think it's in West Hollywood and it's like the Scientology Center for Celebrities. It's like only celebrities can go to that center. And there's a, you know, there's a Scientology like shop front down the road from me. And then the other day I was driving.
What do they sell? Or is that where they do the personality tests?
I guess so. There's like TVs with like playing videos and then there's, I thought it was a bookshop. First time I ever saw it, I thought it was a bookshop.
Mm.
But then I realized it was Scientology and like there's like lots of that, the Scientology book, I guess, just chilling in there. But it looks fancy. It looks like it could be cool. But then I was like, Scientology, I'm not going to do that.
You should. Can you infiltrate? Can you become a Scientologist, please?
But see, I think the thing with Scientology is you can't fuck with Scientology. You can't get out of that.
No.
Although, I think Scientology is good for networking because there's a lot of really famous people that are in it.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe you do it to further your career.
Just become a Scientologist. Yeah.
No, but that's the problem is that they target these poor struggling actors in LA and they probably think the same thing and then they get absolutely roped in and it's just – have you watched the Louis Theroux documentary about Scientology?
Yes.
I've heard it's good though.
Oh, my God. These people just show up in these places and they're like, hey – and they're fucking, they've sent by sign, by the, should we not be talking about this? Are we going to get chased?
Targeted. Apparently, Scientology owns 16 prize properties in LA, and which are just their properties in Hollywood are worth over $400 million.
So much money. I just want to say, if we disappear, if you're listening to this, and then we just stop making podcasts all of a sudden, our social media goes dark. No one can find us.
It already is dark.
Our social media is already dark.
No, but our personal social media, I mean, we don't use mine as much either. I use mine sometimes.
I think that the Scientologists are smart enough and like infiltrate-y enough that they would already have wiped this episode so no one would know.
They also just, I don't think, it's not like they kidnap people, although what happened to the guy's wife? What happened to David Miscavige's wife? Who knows?
Who knows?
It's more that they harass people who leave. So that was what was happening on Louis Theroux's documentary. They were filming with an ex-member and these people just kept showing up and filming them, filming him. Nuts. Anyway, probably boring if you don't care about cults, but who doesn't? Who's not interested in cults? Come on.
Yeah, I love cults.
I don't know a lot about cults. I'm realizing that you two actually do know a lot about cults. Maybe that should be our other podcast.
Yes. It's just cult chat. The cult cast.
I'm sure that exists. That definitely exists.
Copyright.
I think if we start a podcast dedicated to it, then we will absolutely get shut down by one church or another.
Yeah,
I think God will come it's fun after it lasts.
Someone will come.
Oh, maybe we could try and infiltrate cults, guys. I feel a podcast brewing.
It would, if we did it well, it would be very popular. That's what I was looking for. Because people love cults. People are obsessed with cults.
People love cults.
And if you're listening to this and you didn't really get much out of this conversation, you got two new Netflix recommendations. Although I don't think the Louis Theroux documentary is on Netflix. Just search it. It's on something. It's on Stan in Australia, I think.
If you are or were a part of a cult or nudist colony, please tell us what it's like.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Or you
some kind of colony. It doesn't have to be nudist, but some kind of alternative living arrangement, you know?
Yeah, we'd love to hear about it. Like those weird, like, you know, I think they're Mormons, maybe, where they have multiple wives.
And they live
in like three houses next to each other and they share.
Or like if you're formerly Amish or something, or currently Amish.
Oh, Amish. That's a whole other. That's interesting, the Amish. Yeah, I mean, that's not really a cult. Way. I won't call
cult. It is an interesting thing.
It's alternative living.
Alternative living, exactly.
Yeah, they live like it's the 1800s. No electricity.
Yeah.
By their religion, they're not allowed to have electricity. Like the proper Amish. Yeah. Nah. No electricity.
And then don't you know the boys, the men, they turn a certain age and they go on their rumspringer and sow their wild oats.
Yeah. But it's only for like a little bit. And they always come back to the fold. Always.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Like the idea is it's like your one chance. Like, of course people leave Amish life, but like the idea is it's supposed to show you that being worldly isn't better than being Amish.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it begins around age 16 yep. and ends when a youth chooses either to be baptized in the Amish church or to leave the community. Okay.
Because the way that it's a cult is that their whole family and friends exist in this tiny bubble. And once you leave, they excommunicate people. So you can't actually go back home. You're not welcome.
Oh. Okay.
Another great book. This was fictional, but this writer does a lot of research when she writes her book. She usually like delves really deep into a particular topic and then writes a novel around it. Fucking amazing. She's such a great writer. Jodi Picoult, she has so many books. She wrote My Sister's Keeper.
Yes.
She did one on the Amish. It's called Plain Truth. Plain Truth. Because they call themselves Plain. P-L-A-I-N. Like they're plain.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. There you go. There's three recommendations for the next few days, Ronnie's. If you were like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? There's a book and two shows you can go watch.
All right. Well, should we get to a question?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Cult Chat.
Cult Chat. I'm telling you, the cult cast is coming.
Yeah, if anyone has any cult questions, maybe we just slowly morph into a cult podcast.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Maybe we start the cult.
I'm down for that.
We've got an audience. We've got the podcast.
Let's start a cult.
The podcast is the cult. You know, we've got our own terminology. We tell people to pay their taxes and all of that. We're already halfway there.
Everyone has the same name.
Yeah.
Ronnie brother,
Ronnie
sister.
We were the cult all along.
Yeah.
And I will say, right up front, if you're happy to be part of our cult, I promise you it won't turn into a weird sex cult, all right? It'll be a cool cult.
Well, I think because you've said that, now I don't believe you. I feel like that's what you want to happen.
Now.
All right. We've got a question from a cult member.
Oh, hello, cult member Ronnie.
Cult brother, cult sister. Ronnie, I think we'd call them brother Ronnie or brother. Sorry, brother Ronnie or sister Ronnie. I don't know if this is brother, sister, Ronnie. Don't know which way they go.
Okay.
Ronnie writes, I need help. I'm about to graduate. I am just about to complete a double bachelor's degree in biomedical science and law, a weird combo, I know.
Blows my mind that these people listen.
I know. Thank you for listening. You're so smart. What a compliment. I've worked in a law firm as a paralegal for the past 3 years. I really like it. I know I have the passion to make my career as a lawyer. I also have a guaranteed position as a solicitor as soon as I finish with the firm I'm currently at. My own office, my own support staff, and great benefits.
Oh, shit.
Sounds like they made it. However.
We should join Ronnie's cult.
However.
No, we want Ronnie's part of our cult so Ronnie can like pay us lots of their lawyer money.
Yeah. Tithes. They have to tithe their salary to us. All right, let me finish. However, I have a nagging feeling deep down that I want to be a doctor. To become a doctor in the position I am in now would be another minimum 4 years full-time studying as well as a year internship, etc. I've already completed 6 years studying to complete my two bachelor's degrees I have. The thought of having to start studying again is just something I do not want to consider. Being a lawyer is the convenient career path right now, but my real absolute dream would be to be a doctor. Do I put my life on hold for another 5 years to become a doctor or just settle to what is convenient right now? Can you help me, love Ronnie? Well,
I just want to simplify this, and I just want to make sure that I understand this question. Ronnie has spent 6 years becoming a lawyer.
Yeah.
And a biomedical scientist.
And has already done like biomed and is halfway to becoming a doctor. And now that they are a lawyer, wants to become a doctor instead.
Yep.
And they listen to this podcast.
Yep.
They're a doctor lawyer.
Doctor lawyer.
Ronnie, can we do a TV show about you, the doctor lawyer?
Ronnie, have you considered becoming an astronaut? Because I think that's all that's left.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm astounded people who do these things listen to this podcast. Genuinely very excited that we have someone so smart who listens to us. But you know what it could be? You know what it could be? You know, sometimes you like tune in, you like hate watch something or you hate listen to something because you want to feel better about yourself. Maybe Ronnie's just like,
maybe that's fine.
Oh, these fucking idiots.
These guys are just stupid. Yeah, that's us. We are stupid. I'll admit to that.
No, we're not. We're smart, but we're just silly. Yeah, look, oh God. Ronnie, sometimes I think people get addicted to uni. And I know you're saying you want to do a different job, but it sounds to me like you're just scared to leave uni. And you're just like, oh, my God, my life's about to change. I'm going to be stuck in this. It's kind of like when you buy a house, not that I know that feeling, but the idea of like selling your soul for this thing for at least the next 30 years, which is essentially what a career is except fucking longer. It's going to take up your time. It's going to take up your energy. Being a lawyer is a lot of work, so you know you're going to be busy and putting a lot of effort into work. And I get it. It's full on. I mean, if you really want to be a doctor, like, I mean, like, you are dead passionate, but also how are you, I just don't quite understand how you're just kind of realizing this now. Like, you were doing biomedical science. I'm guessing you could have dropped law and kind of transferred fairly easily. I don't know anything about university into some sort of medical degree. Yeah, I know medicine's quite complicated. I started reading this book that was by a brain surgeon. It was a memoir and she was explaining the process. And oh my God, there's so much you have to do. Because yeah, it's not, and she's Australian. I don't know if Ronnie's Australian. It sounds like it, but can't be 100% sure. But yeah, there's like all these different layers. Not only do you have to study, then you have to, yeah, do an internship, but then you have to be like a resident. Yeah, resident, and then there's like something else and then you do your specialty and it's just on and on and on and on. Personally, I can't think of anything worse than like finishing 6 years of study and then committing to five more. Like, do you really want this, Ronnie?
It doesn't sound to me like there is a specific reason that Ronnie can't just be a lawyer for a little bit and then see how that goes and then go back to uni if they really want to.
I mean,
you're a lawyer. You've done the lawyer thing. You don't need to jump back into uni right now. You can give it a year.
But that's the thing. Like, you know, let's say Ronnie started uni straight out of high school. So they were 18. They've studied for 6 years. So they're 24. You do law for a year. You get to 25. That's kind of the age where a lot of people really start, you know, looking ahead and they might want to be settling down. They might have a partner. They might want to have kids. They might want to travel a lot. They might want to buy a house. Like, there's all these things that then kind of lock you in.
You get used to what you're doing. You get used to the money coming in. You get stuck and trapped in the life that you lead every day. And you're like, God, I really wanted to be a doctor, but now I'm stuck in this career as a lawyer. Ronnie's like, what, 24, let's say, if they have just been.
At least. They're at least 24. You know, could be older.
So what's another 4 years? You got your whole career ahead of you. If you, what's
another internship?
5 years.
No, you know what, Ronnie, if you are going to get to your deathbed in 65, 70 years and go, I regret that.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to regret it? If you know you're going to regret it, then you have to go and study medicine. You have to do it.
The one kind of thing that I'm curious about that Ronnie hasn't really addressed in the question is, why did you want to become a lawyer in the first place? Just try and piece together why you really thought you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And see if it's the same thing with the doctor. Because like you said at the start, Sash, that I think maybe this is just a personality type where you just like, you really like learning, you really like uni, or you really like the thing that you don't have. Mm. Maybe you should, you know, just meditate a bit on it. And
that's true.
See if you just want to do something completely different or if you can learn to be okay with what you've got.
Yeah.
If it were me though, I would 100% do at least a year as a lawyer just so that when I'm a professional surgeon and I'm talking to all of the other doctors, I can just slip in, back when I used to be a lawyer, because that would be the absolute ultimate flex.
Yeah, that's a big flex. Doctor and lawyer. Doctor lawyer. We're going to make a show about you. Yeah, and kind of like I mentioned, like, lawyer. Is it just do you feel like a little bit trapped because you've like it's real now, like you're about to go? I know you said you've been working in the industry for 3 years, but you've also been studying, and it hasn't been real. Like, is it just the fact that you're about to step into this huge, big, different thing permanently? What feels like permanently, that you're like having this crisis? Like, meditate on it for a bit. Like Franco said, I think really think, like, was there a reason you got into law, and have you just forgotten that because study has been so painful and you're just like, I don't want to do it anymore? Sometimes taking a step back and reevaluating can give you some clarity.
But if you really want to be a doctor, bite the bullet, go and do it, because, you know, you just got to do it if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
And we can make
sometimes
our TV
Jax show gets halfway through a sentence and I realize he doesn't know what the end of the sentence looks like.
We all do that. We're asked to, you know, this isn't easy all the time. I know we just talk shit, but sometimes you have to be really insightful and it takes up a lot of brain power. Poor Jax has been sick.
Ronnie,
can you diagnose? What's been wrong with you, Jax? You sound a bit nasally.
Oh, my God, Ronnie, could you be our resident doctor?
Oh,
the show's resident
fun.
Doctor.
And lawyer.
The show's resident lawyer. Ah, the show's doctor lawyer.
And we can get them on and we can ask them a doctor question and a lawyer question every
and
week.
A lawyer question. Oh. Yes. Oh, my God.
That would be great,
Ronnie,
actually.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Ronnie, get please back reach out us. Because I would love to just listen to that podcast.
I think that'd be good.
We need to have Dr. Lawyer on.
And you could just be Dr. like Dr. Ronnie. Like, you don't have to give your name.
No,
you
can it's be Dr. Lawyer.
It's Dr. Lawyer.
No, I know, but Dr. Lawyer Ronnie or something. Like, you don't have to give your name.
No, it's just Dr. Lawyer.
Okay, just
it's
Dr. Lawyer.
Single, it's single.
Hello,
whatever.
I'm Dr. Lawyer.
I'm Dr. Lawyer.
Yeah, it's Dr. Lawyer on
we can even put like a over your voice. Can we do that?
Yeah, if
we
you
could
want to
do that.
Stay anonymous.
Yeah,
we could do that.
You could be. What would we ask them about though? Or would we get people to write specifically for doctor lawyer questions?
We could ask questions. Ronnie's could ask questions, and we get the doctor lawyer on, and doctor lawyer can answer our questions, and then we're going to turn
that.
You into a TV show.
I'm totally into that. I think that'd be great. And then you know what? We just step away. It becomes the Doctor Lawyer podcast, and it just goes absolutely bonkers. But we get lots of the money because it's our IP. Intellectual property. We own it. Dr. Lawyer works for us.
Slightly cultish, and I like that.
I'm just in the frame of mind for cults at the moment. We kind of like hold them as our prisoner, and we force them to go on the podcast. Is that one step too far?
That's, you said the fun. Quiet bit out loud.
Ronnie, thanks for your question. We'd love to get you on as the doctor lawyer. And thanks for listening.
Actually, as well, if you're listening to this and you have a doctor or a lawyer question, we could become like Dolly Doctor, where it's like, my penis didn't drop properly. Yeah. I don't know what happens to penis.
What? Sorry, what?
What is it? Testicles? Is it testicles
my
that don't
penis
descend?
Didn't drop properly.
Okay. No, but like all those stupid random questions where it's like, I want to kiss a boy, but I have an ulcer. What do I do? Like,
I used to love Dolly Doctor.
Did you read your sister's? Is that how you got your hands on it?
No, I think it was friends.
Oh, like girlfriends.
I think Jax bought his. Yeah, I'm like, did you buy Dolly? Jax was buying Dolly magazine.
Were you in the sealed section?
You're allowed to.
On the sealed section. Did you ever open? I used to open mine in private because I was like, I don't want my parents to know I read the sealed section, even though they knew I read Dolly magazine. I hope my kids read stuff. Do you know what the problem is, kids these days? It's all online. Can't just like go through their browser. Like, I know some parents do, but I don't really want to do that. I think I'm just going to put protections on browsers and stuff. But like, I wouldn't feel right reading like my kids' browser history and stuff. That feels very invasive. Whereas a magazine, if you're like tidying up your kids' room and they're at school and there's a Dolly magazine sitting there, you can pick that up and read it. That's not private. That's public domain. Anyone can read that.
I honestly don't know if I see the difference. I mean, it's just the digital, your browser history is just the digital equivalent of all of
but
the
it's done,
magazines that you leave on your bedroom floor.
No, I disagree, because you don't, unless you've explicitly stated it to the person, like if you're one of those parents that goes, I will go through your browser history, well then the kid Googles at their own risk. But if
yeah, I
you
think
have
that's
that,
okay. Like you would tell them.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd want to. I don't want to be that type of parent. I don't think I want to go through my kids' browser history.
I've just pulled up some of the best, craziest Dolly Doctor questions. There's one here. Is it possible to catch AIDS from a public swimming pool? My mum won't let me go to the local pool because she says she's certain I'll catch AIDS.
I want to know who the journo was writing these questions, who the magazine worker was who was sitting there every week going,
just
fuck,
a different
what do we
time
write?
Because, like, you can't Google that back then. You just need to ask the dolly doctor.
Yeah.
I have an irritating itch in my throat after giving my good friend's boyfriend a blowjob in the movies.
There's a lot to unpack there. Your good friend's boyfriend.
Not a good friend no more. Yeah. Good luck, well, Dr. I'd Lawyer.
Say it's a pretty good friend thing to do, to, you know.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining our cult. And if you have any Dr. Loy questions, please send them through. And normal questions, obviously.
Yes.
Please send them through. We need your questions.
Yeah.
At Can We Help You Podcast on your socials and canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
All right, guys, fellow cult leaders.
See ya. I'm just curious because I know that this is not like there's no one's going to be out there. But if you think that you are more accomplished in life than the Ronnie that we had on today, like if we've got an astronaut or like a prime minister listening, just let us know. I just want to know what kind of people listen to this podcast.
I reckon Kevin Rudd listens to us.
Do you remember when Kevin Rudd would follow everyone back on Twitter?
Yeah. God, what a time.
He followed Jess on Twitter.
Yeah, he followed
me. Early internet.
Yeah. What a beautiful time. We had no idea what was coming. All right. Yeah, we're out of time. We'll be back in a few days. Remember to send your questions. Love you, fellow Ronnie brothers, sisters.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.